Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Another Monday has passed, and another episode of The Bachelorette is over with.
Yeah, I feel bad. I kind of
missed
the holiday.
I
told you, for the next week or two, my life is going to be on hold because I'm putting my house in the market.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't miss much because the Bachelorette tends to be a little more boring than The Bachelor.
Right.
Because guys are different.
Yeah.
They're just...
The Bachelor is the girls being so catty.
Yeah.
Guys typically aren't catty. Guys
men get territorial and their egos get bruised.
I agree. But that doesn't happen until later. Mm-hmm. It takes a little bit for that to kick in.
It's another 2 hour.
It was 2 hours. And it kicked off with Andy going on a date with that Eric guy.
Andy's the Bachelorette. Yeah.
Yeah, Andy is the Bachelorette. She was in Juan Pablo season. She's the one that hated the It's Okay thing.
Yeah.
I started to feel like I was just talking to this person that was just staring blankly and saying, it's okay, you know. It's okay.
By the way, you want to know what Andy's catch is?
Her catchphrase?
Her crutch.
What?
She constantly says, stop. Stop it.
Oh, really?
That'll ruin your watching experience if you're watching The Bachelorette, but she says that.
So we need to do shots every
too
time
much.
She goes,
yeah.
Stop.
Every time Andy says, stop.
Alcohol poisoning.
Stop it.
Shots.
Take a shot. She went on a date with Eric.
Okay.
Who is basically the most perfect man on the face of the earth.
Okay.
That guy is perfect.
And whose opinion?
I mean, just watch him.
Well, he's the one that passed away.
He's the one that passed away. This guy's perfect. I think
he travels the world. He does good deeds.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just a good guy.
I was sitting next to my wife, Kinsey, watching this, and every time he would talk, he's the guy that makes a girl go, oh. Everything he says, oh.
Well, see, if you remember.
He's so perfect.
We thought Juan Pablo was perfect, too, at the beginning of last season.
Yeah.
And you see how that ended up. Now, at this point in The Bachelorette, how many guys are left? Because they start out
too many.
20,
too many.
Okay, and both of the black guys are still there.
Both brothers are still there, Al. Right. Holding on strong.
Look at that.
I'm going to tell you.
Date with Eric, they start out on the beach, then they take a helicopter over to the mountains and land on the mountains. Mm-hmm. Then they talk about Eric's life and how he's an adventurer. And she asked him a question, would you be willing to give that up if you have a family?
Yeah.
And that was his thing. He said, yeah, if I had a family, I wouldn't do half of the things I do because they are dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was a scary foreshadow to what actually happened to Eric. He ended up passing away after he was kicked off the show during the season. And then we moved on to the group date, and that's when the episode gets real good.
Now, the group date is when the girl goes out with like 6-7 guys, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But who cares about who went on this date because my man Craig was on it. Craig.
Your man Craig.
Craig is my favorite of this season.
Now, Craig is the guy, if I'm not mistaken, the first episode he got out of the limo and he popped a bottle of champagne.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Craig's...
He was kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Well.
He's a party guy. He likes to drink.
He was really out of his element on this show.
I mean, and their date was, they were supposed to go bare it all. B-A-R-E.
Naked?
They went stripping.
Skinny dipping or something?
A male strip club for charity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so it was...
Okay, I missed this part.
Stripping for charity.
Okay.
And that's beyond the point. Craig was really excited to go see Andy.
I'm really excited to see Andy, and I really hope Andy sees me in a good light today. I hope she loves me. I love her.
I love her.
Now, he knows Andy's a girl, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, stop it.
So Craig's already, as soon as I heard that, I'm like, Craig is going to be my man today. This guy is going to make the episode worth watching.
And I love her.
He sure did. Now, when he said he loved her, he must have forgotten about her when he was talking about Josh.
Josh is a stud.
So it kicks off.
He was in a group dance with Josh, and you know, he's like, Josh took off his shirt next to me. He's like, why am I standing here without my shirt on? Because I look like, you know,
that's
a normal. Pilot.
It's like JC compared to
me.
No, that
Zac
guy.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm garbage compared to Zac Efron. You would think he would stop there. Yeah, okay, I got to take my shirt off next to this dude. Okay, I'll stop there. He's a stud. No, he keeps it going.
I don't care about taking my shirt off. I do care about taking my shirt off next to Josh. He's incredible.
Okay.
Okay, see?
Yeah. Oh, do you need more about his crushing on Josh real quick? Here you go.
Josh is a stud, dude. Like, I love Josh's face so much now.
He was drunk at that point.
Oh, Okay.
He was the guy that started drinking early.
Craig.
Yeah, Craig. And kept on drinking. And when you have your sit down with the Bachelorette, that could cause some hilariousness.
Now, what's a sit down?
A sit down is when you go, you're on the group date, and every guy picks her up and goes and sits down with her and talks.
Okay. Private one-on-one time.
It's their one-on-one time.
Gotcha. All right.
Craig is trashed. And this is how his meeting with Andy went.
So how has the night been?
It's been good.
How are the guys that you've, like, got to know?
I'm not going to talk about the other guys. You don't want to know about the other guys.
Okay, fine. Who's your favorite?
You.
Really? Kind of. Oh, my God. Can I have a hug?
Oh, play it again. Play it again. I'm sorry.
Thinking, is this guy really here for Andy or for Josh?
So how has the night been?
It's been good.
How are the guys that you've, like, got to know?
I'm not
going to
talk about the other guys. You don't want to know about the other guys.
Okay, fine. Who's your favorite?
You.
Really? Oh, my God. Come on.
So all right. She doesn't want to talk about the other guys.
He does.
Yeah.
He wants to talk about Josh, probably.
Yeah, Josh is the man to be talked about, but she wants to move it along.
All right.
So she poses this.
You can ask me anything. I'm an open book. Anytime you want, you just ask.
What's your worst thing about your parents?
Oh, my God.
Brilliant.
How about that? Boom. Yo?
Craig is annihilated.
What's the worst thing about your parents?
Yeah, she's like, but here, that's how brilliant is that? I'm an open book. Ask me anything. Oh, except that. She's not going to answer that. But I thought that was brilliant.
I love his follow-up to that. She's like, oh, wow, really? And he's like, yep, boom.
Yeah, listen to that.
Boom.
You can ask me anything. I'm an open book. Anytime you want, you just ask.
What's your worst Here thing you about your parents?
Oh, my God.
How about that? Boom.
You ain't going to answer that, are you, Miss Open Book?
That is the best. How about that?
Man.
Boom.
Boom. All right.
Boom.
All right. All right. All right. Oh, Craig.
And so after that, he kept drinking.
Drunk Craig. He got sent home.
I would have asked Craig? Him to go jumped get in that the rose or whatever and then get, had him deliver it to another
Eat
guy.
It. He jumped in the pool with his clothes on. He was just
he was that guy.
And then he tried to apologize. But I caught bits and pieces.
Yeah.
At the end, she hugged him. She goes, I just couldn't get past it.
And he was like,
really?
It was so bad.
Craig tried to apologize via song.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he busted out a guitar. And
seriously?
I saw this part.
He sang his little heart out to Andy.
I messed up last night. I had too much firefly. I bared my junk to 13 other guys, but I hope and pray that it's all right. Oh, Andy.
Oh, man.
Please let me stay.
And the other guys are watching this?
They heard him playing the guitar, so they went by the window and they were watching him.
Oh, man.
She just couldn't get past.
Past.
So he did not get a rose.
Unfortunately, our boy Craig, my favorite of this season so far, did not get a rose.
You shouldn't get attached so early, JC.
Here's the reaction.
You know, I'm really disappointed right now. I feel horrible for what I did.
Yeah.
And it lost my chance to be with Andy. And she is nice, and she's sweet, and she's genuine, and she's incredible. And she's everything you could hope for in a girl.
Yeah.
And if wouldn't have made that mistake, who knows what would have happened.
It's
a mistake I'm going to have to live with the rest of my life now.
How many takes did it take before he finally got Andy's name instead of Josh?
He had a boy crush. It happens.
Wow.
Oh, my man, Craig.
Really?
Yeah.
But the two black guys are still there.
Yeah, they're still there.
Next week they have the Boys to Men Challenge. And here's the awful part. It's Sunday and Monday night this week.
No.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's
Sunday
ridiculous.
And Monday. I can't. I just can't. I can't keep pulling this crap.
I can't give them two nights. That's why I used to get mad at American Idol for doing that.
Okay, right. Here's the deal. All Kim right. Ye got married over the weekend.
Yeah.
Did Rob Kardashian ruin the wedding by not showing up? Would you say that he ruined it? Or did Jaden Smith ruin the wedding by wearing a white Batman outfit and photobombing everybody at the reception? Did Big Al ruin a wedding over the weekend by wearing shorts?
Yeah.
These are questions we need to have asked and answered.
Okay.
Give us a call and let us know what happened that ruined your wedding.
Ooh.
We're going to be talking about that next at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-DJ.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now, Big Al Mac, you ruined a wedding this weekend because of your shorts.
I won't say I ruined a wedding. I mean, I was there at the wedding. And
ask the bride about it.
The wedding took place. She was beautiful. They came in. She came in on All of Me from John Legend, of course. That's going to be the most.
She walked up to that?
Yeah, yeah. And it was cool because I'd never been to a wedding at a vineyard, A, and I'd never been to a wedding with no bridal party. There were no bridesmaids.
Oh, just
no
the groom and the bride.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool,
was
though.
It someone's second wedding?
Not hers. I don't think his. I don't think he's been married before, no. So anyway, we're at the wedding. It's outdoors at this vineyard up in California, Sonoma. And, let me go back a little bit because the part that really kind of got out of control was the night before.
Oh, it's not your short thing?
No. Okay. This trip, rehearsal dinner. Well, no. The night before, this is what my girlfriend planned. All right, she planned the entire trip. She made the reservation. The dinner reservation. She got the car. She got the ticket. The plane ticket. Everything. Her one thing she wanted to do. She wanted to spend the night in San Francisco, and she wanted to go out to this nice restaurant called Burritt Room or Burritt something. It's some fancy restaurant. Right. So we get our flight's 2 hours late. No big deal. It's kind of a pain. We sat and drank at the airport, so got a little tipsy. Drank on the plane. Drank a little money.
So okay.
Took a cab to the airport, to the hotel.
So you guys are tipsy?
A little bit. So we're 4 hours. We got 4 hours to spend before our dinner reservation. Let's go and explore. I've never been to San Francisco.
Yeah.
She's been through it, but not really hung out. So our hotel is in this place called Union Square.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Drake. Real nice hotel. So we walk.
Oh, started from the bottom right here?
Yeah. We walk up this hill. Hey, there's a little house-looking place over there. It looks like a bar. We go in. It's actually a sushi bar. No big deal. We have a hot sake. Have a couple of drinks.
Okay.
Three pieces of sushi. Leave there, go to another little bar. All right? So we're walking up. We're kind of touring San Francisco, eating and drinking as we go.
San Francisco is very slanted.
Holy moly.
Hills galore.
I didn't think I was going to make it up these hills.
Okay. But everyone says that's a great thing about that city because it's...
You walk it off.
Yeah, you're walking off the food and drink.
Yeah. Weather's great. So we get to the top of Knob Hill. Mm-hmm. And now we got to walk back down to the hotel, which it's coming up on 7 o'clock, our dinner reservation is at 8:30. All right, we get back to the hotel. All right, let's just take a quick nap because
you're tired.
We're tired, drinking.
All that walking.
Let's kind of chill for a minute, all right? And we got this nice reservation. I'm going to wear my shorts again. So we set the alarm on the phone. 8:30, 8:45. She turns the alarm off. We hadn't got up. We wake up. It's 11 o'clock
at night.
And the one thing that she did, she went through all of this trouble. The one thing she wanted to do was go eat at this nice restaurant, and we slept right through it.
Well, at least it wasn't just your fault.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. So it's 11 o'clock now. I'm like, I'm not going to wake up. She's going to be mad.
Yeah.
so we go back to sleep and get up the next morning. She's so upset. She's like, I can't believe I slept through that. I'm like, oh, baby, I'm sorry. It's okay. Let's go to the wedding. The wedding's at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And it's 2 hours away.
So that is so early.
Yeah. So we have to go rent the car and all this. So we drive to Sonoma.
Uh-huh.
I got my shorts. Everything's cool. Get there.
I was wearing shorts.
What did she say when you walked out wearing what you were wearing for the wedding?
She bought it.
She didn't think you'd wear it for the wedding.
She bought it for the weekend. I mean, she didn't say anything.
Okay.
I mean, she was looking pretty nice. She had on this little romper thing.
You didn't think twice about, maybe I should reevaluate.
You know the bride looked at your friend and said, why is Al wearing shorts at my wedding?
In that hat.
All right, so you get to the wedding.
Get to the wedding. All right. And the wedding's outside is beautiful at this place called Vintner's. Anyway, giving you
You're messing
details.
Up all the names, aren't you?
Yes. now, the wedding reception, they have a little brunch afterwards, but the wedding reception is something different. It's actually on a bus. We get on a bus, and we're going to tour a couple of vineyards.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the first one, have a little wine over here, have a little wine at the next one, and we look up, and one dude is off about 20 yards. Not off too far where we can't see him, but he's off. And he's standing next to a tree. We're like, what's up with, let's call him Bob. What's up with Bob?
Is that his real name?
No.
What's his real name?
I'm not gonna front him out like that. Bob is peeing. He has on shorts too. But this is the reception afterwards. Some people change. He's just sitting there peeing. I mean, he's just peeing. Right here in the middle of the reception, right? I mean, like right there.
There's no bathroom in nearby?
Yeah, there's
like
bathrooms.
15 feet away over here.
That happens every time people go to Vineyard.
But homeboys.
But there's bathrooms.
I know, but guys still
that
do
that
it.
That concerns me about the wine I'm drinking across the country.
Right?
You know? Is that like where?
Men are so gross.
It gives it that pop,
is that
Jenna.
Where, is it like a Pinot? Is
so,
that where it?
It's not the 50. The 50 people that are sitting there watching him, we're like, and he's not turning around. He's not ashamed at all. And then he's like, after he gets done, he's like,
he does a shake.
He does the shake. And he.
Oh,
I mean,
they are gross. I wouldn't have even told that.
It was just hilarious.
You know, Noir, number one, Bob Edition.
It was hilarious.
That would be grounds for divorce right there if he is a married man.
So
shockingly, if he's a married man.
He turns around to walk back. Bam, he hit his head on a tree branch.
Good.
Instant karma.
But anyway, now that night, we want to go watch the Heat game, and she wants to go to this other nice place.
Uh-huh.
This is the one that I kind of messed up here.
Yeah?
Because we watched the Heat game, the Heat won, she's happy, but I'm like, baby, there's a time difference. We've been 2 days in a row. I'm just,
yeah.
I said, let's go and just get a little something to eat here at the sports bar, and because I messed up on that one. So she messed up on the first one. I messed up on the second one because I didn't fulfill her want.
Right.
To take her out to dinner. But we called it early night.
Now,
the one thing that she did get to do that she wanted to do, she wanted to take a picture by the Golden Gate Bridge. We did that. So I kind of messed the wedding up, the event, the second night.
Full circle,
yeah, you
finally.
Didn't ruin
I was wondering how you messed up
wedding.
The wedding.
Yeah.
I didn't mess up the wedding. I just kind of messed up the trip that she planned. It didn't end up being the way that she planned it, but it was still a good trip. We had a fun, eventful time, but we just didn't go out to eat
and
the place.
And well-rested.
Yeah.
Very well-rested.
Very well.
Woo! Got my money's worth out of those hotels. Well, she did.
Kelly, do you think Al understood the topic?
I didn't ruin the wedding. I maybe damper on the weekend.
We took up a lot of time.
Yeah. Kelly, do you think he...
That gave the phone screener a lot of time to set up some
ample
people
time.
Who know yeah. what
ample
we're doing
time.
Here.
Ample time.
With the correct premise, because we had asked you to call.
Ample
let us
time.
Know.
I mean, don't get it wrong. That was a great story. It invited us into your weekend.
What do you think kid would have thought about this story?
Well, he would have bailed about
it. It was about a wedding. It happened during a wedding.
Yeah.
Told worse.
And you took the attention.
Oh, I've told far worse.
Oh, man. I'm sorry your weekend didn't go as planned out.
We were more referring to, the
wedding.
Have you ruined?
Like this.
Rob Kardashian left, and didn't even attend his sister's wedding because he thought he looked fat. So he went all the way back home.
Pam, I'm sure you got the topic correctly. What happened at your wedding to ruin it?
Hello, Pam.
Pam?
Oh, yes. I have a wedding horror story for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I think you'll enjoy. I got married kind of young, and so we had it in my mother-in-law's house, and the reception was a banquet table with some tapers on it, and I had a small illusion veil, and as I was turning my head back and forth, the veil started to burn, and my husband started patting my head and hitting my head, and I thought, acting so immature, like, what is he doing? He's messing up my hair, and it turns out that the veil was on fire, and he was trying to put out the fire.
The veil.
The veil is on fire, yes. And my grandfather caught the whole thing on his old reel-to-reel video.
Yay! Oh, memories.
Send it to America's Funniest Home Videos. You'll win some money.
Would you straighten up my hair? You're messing my hair up because your veil is on fire.
Thanks, Pam.
Thank you, baby.
That happens more often than I think.
People catching on fire.
Yeah, the veil catching on fire. I seem to look at a lot of videos because of
that. I've never seen one.
Leanna, what'd your mother-in-law do?
My mother-in-law was so against us getting married that she forbid anyone from my husband's side of the family from attending except for her and my father-in-law.
Wow.
And then she called the pastor the night before the wedding and told him, how can you call yourself a man of God to marry two people so obviously set for divorce? They're too young. They haven't known each other long enough. And then she showed up to the wedding in a floor-length black dress underneath a floor-length fur coat. And then a year later, wore that same black dress to my husband's biological mother's memorial.
Oh.
She wore a funeral dress.
Not good. Not cool.
And you are still married.
Oh, yeah. 6.5 years later, we couldn't be happier.
And nice. How is your mother-in-law treating you now?
For several years, it was very difficult. She's very, very kind about how disapproving she is. But for a long time, it was fine. And as recently as January, we haven't had anything to do with her since.
That's her bad.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll come around eventually. Thank you.
She might not.
She might not, actually.
That's somebody going above and beyond trying to ruin a wedding right there.
Right.
Rebecca, somebody went missing?
Yes. Oh, well, one of my bridesmaids didn't show up.
Oh, no.
What?
What happened?
Yeah. I don't know. Our wedding was 2 years ago, and then the whole deal is that we wanted even numbers of the wedding party.
Yeah.
And my husband freaked out because he didn't think that he had that many friends. But, you know, it's a lot easier for groomsmen to be groomsmen because it's just, you know, you just rent a tux and boom, there you go.
Right.
But then with girls, it's like more expensive, right? And you have to make sure that you have them. And, of course, girls apparently aren't that dependable.
Yes.
So, yeah, like I talked to her the month before and then I would, you know, follow up with everybody and then I'd never hear from her. And I'm like, this might not be a great thing. And then I kept calling and then nothing. And then I gained a stepdaughter from my wedding, and she kept calling the day of, and she just left this little nasty little voicemail for her. She's like, oh, well, apparently you're not coming, so apparently you're a big B word, and then just hung up the phone, and I haven't heard from her since.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Weird.
Man, that's weird.
Very weird.
Yeah, you don't need her in your life anyway.
Man.
No, so we don't know if she's alive or dead on the side of the road. We have no idea.
They need to look her up on Facebook.
Somebody that maybe knows her just to make sure she's okay.
Well, apparently she's not that worth it. So come to my wedding. So.
Strange.
Wow. Thank you for the call.
Man.
Or maybe she was like kidnapped on her way to the wedding.
What if we could save her?
Went home and had that strange message. Somebody calling her a B.
David, your sister ruined your wedding?
Yeah, she showed up with my ex-wife.
That'll do it. God. Winner!
Why?
Well, see, what happened, they had become best friends whenever I was married to her. Oh. And then, and my sister was totally against the new marriage. And, she showed up. They were both drunk and loud. And it ruined my wife's, you know, good day.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry. Don't you hate it when your ex-wife shows up to your wedding drunk?
With your sister.
That's the thing.
Oh, man, David.
Right. Well, I don't speak with my sister too much anymore.
So she never apologized for that?
No, she didn't.
Wow.
She can get lost with that other bridesmaid that never showed up.
Man, that's so immature.
Wow.
Thanks, David.
That's deep.
See, those are ruined weddings, Al.
Thank you.
Right there.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show saved up some money.
Mm-hmm.
$40,000 to be exact.
Yep, we're giving it away.
And we decided to give it away with the high-low game. We've had some big winners. Our highest winner, since it's the high-low game, I'll give you the highest and the lowest winner.
All right.
The highest was $2,210. That was won last Wednesday by Brad Enos. And the lowest one, still pretty good amount, $1,150. And that was on Friday. Evan Parrish won that one.
Yep. You can win too.
We've given away over $8,000 so far, and it's about to climb up because we're going to play the high-low game.
All right, let's do it. Basically, I got to tell you how to play, don't I?
Come on.
Yeah.
You have one job.
Yep. Basically, Kelly is going to say higher or lower. If you're on hold, you need to be listening.
Uh-huh.
All right? You need to be listening to what the guest is before you. Kelly's going to say higher or lower. She's the only one that knows the amount in the envelope, right?
Right.
Yes, yeah. You have to guess this amount in $10 increments, okay? So the number is going to end in a zero. That helps you out a little bit.
Always.
You're guessing, and it's going to be between $1,000 and $2,500. And if you happen to guess that amount correctly, you win that amount.
There you go.
All right.
Kelly?
Kelly, you got the envelope?
I have.
You're going to rip that open?
Envelope.
Did you hear that? That's real paper, people.
That is real paper.
That's real
not
paper.
Not some sound effect.
No, we don't have that. I mean, we do have sound effects.
She won't all show right. us.
I have the amount.
Kelly, you have the amount?
I all right. do.
All right. Let's play high-low.
Let's.
Elizabeth, what is your guess?
My guess is 1850.
It is higher than 1850.
Ooh. Oh, Kelly looks happy about that one. Garrett, what is your guess?
1970.
It is higher than 1970.
All right, we're not messing around today with the monies. Ashley, what is your guess?
My guess is 2000.
It is lower than 2000.
All right, we got bookmark. Ooh. We got a bookmark going on. Ooh. Okay, Belinda, what is your guess? What is it? Turn your radio down, please.
Okay. No.
And are you there?
All right.
You gotta turn your radio down.
You gotta have that radio down, people.
Listening to
she
us.
Just lost her chance to win all that money.
Savannah, what is your guess?
1980.
It's higher than 1980.
All right. Miata, what is your guess?
1990.
Well, Miata, I think you know the
Shout
answer.
Out.
No way.
You just won $1,990.
Yeah, Miata!
See there?
You guys are the best.
No, you're the best.
That's why you name your kid after a car right there.
Why?
That's it.
Because if you named after a car, you might win $1,990.
There you go.
Right.
That's as good a reason as any.
Well, what about Lexus? You got it wrong.
Tell us about yourself, Miata.
I didn't hear you, Jenna.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm on my way to work right now. I'm so excited. My daughter is going to die that she did not get to witness this. We've been calling, like, every day.
Oh, wow.
But, I'm 37, got a boyfriend, happy.
All there right you then. Go.
All right.
Going to work, got a boyfriend, and she's happy.
And she's happy.
And she's got...
This is a way to start the week right here.
Right?
Yeah, you had Memorial Day off, and now you've got $1,990 to start the rest of your week.
What you going to do with that money, Miata?
I'm going to Michigan in a week.
All right.
So that'll be able to supplement some bills.
There you go.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
What are you doing in Michigan? Just having fun?
I'm from Michigan. I live in Florida right now. So graduation time. It's time to go back to an open house.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, congratulations, Miata.
Enjoy that money.
Thank you, guys.
$1,990.
Woo! Tell your daughter we said hey.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
An event took place over the weekend, and it's one of those events that happens far too often in our country, and it's tough to talk about because you don't really know how to go about it. You don't want to give notoriety to the person that did it because that's what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they end up getting.
Yeah, I was, and I was in Las Vegas, just a last minute trip with friends. So, to go have fun. And I know Memorial Day in itself is about, a lot of people want to go celebrate and party and drink when it's really about, honoring all those that serve us. And I'm, of course, at a Vegas pool party. Couldn't have been more Vegas. And this really cute girl came up and she was taking a photo of my group of friends. And she said, "You guys, something horrible happened at my school this morning." And this is a girl I don't even know. She's in a sorority at UCSB, Santa Barbara. Mm. And she was the first person, I wasn't reading the news when I woke up in the morning on Saturday.
Right.
And she was actually in this sorority at UCSB and said, "This shooter came to my sorority and he killed some of my, sorority mates this morning."
Gosh.
And she went on and on saying, her parents had been really angry at her for wanting to go to Vegas. And, she had asked for some money to go to Vegas and they were the ones that called her first thing, like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so happy you're in Las Vegas right now." And she was actually there with a bunch of her sorority sisters that lived in that house and as well as some other friends, guy friends from campus. And of course, what I'm talking about is this young guy, Elliot Roger, who sent out this manifesto and had some serious mental issues for a long time, mental health issues, and then just went on this rampage.
Like most of these things, the signs were there.
Yeah.
And they were blatantly obvious now to us.
Well, I think they were obvious to a lot of people. I think it says more like that we're not able to force people that have mental health issues, we're not able to put them somewhere against their own will, they're just walking amongst us. And
he took 6 lives. George Chen, who was 19, Katie Cooper, who was 22. Of course, my computer froze up right there. But there was three guys.
His two roommates. He lived in a, I guess, the equivalent of a halfway house for
people with some mental illness, you know, to try and get them back into. He was not a student at UCSB.
No, he went to the community college, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and so it was bad. It was bad. Killed his two roommates and then two sorority sisters at the school. Yeah. And then, you know, another kid that was a student at a convenience store. Actually injured a lot of people as well.
Yeah. Veronica
took his own life.
Veronica Weiss, another 19-year-old. Chang Yuan Hong, who was 20. Christopher Michael Martinez, who was 20. And Wien Wang, who was 20 also. Among the people he also injured.
It's just interesting. I mean, I can't believe the stuff that's available for us to read and to see. The
Everything.
Video that he posted the day before.
Yeah.
The manifesto he wrote to his parents. And they went out in a frantic search trying to find him. And it was too late by that time.
And I was telling Kelly, when I found out he had this video, this manifesto online, I said, I'm not going to watch it. That's what he wants. I watched it. As horrible as it sounds, I wanted to see what this kind of monster looks like.
He stabbed three people.
In his apartment.
His roommates.
Yeah, two. Yeah. And I think the other guy was just a guy visiting.
And he planned on, I haven't read the manifesto. I probably won't read that. I watched the video. That was enough. But he was planning on killing his little brother, his six-year-old half-brother, I believe. His father had remarried. Mm. He planned on killing his stepmom and the half-brother who's six, he said, because he knew that the boy was going to grow up to be better looking than him and to get more ladies, and that he didn't want his little brother ruining his legacy. But for whatever reason, either he changed his mind or his plan didn't play out. Thankfully, the little boy and his mom weren't killed, but so sad for the others.
And his dad's known in Hollywood. His dad worked on the Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, assistant director.
Yeah, his parents.
It just shows you. I mean, mental health issues are nothing to be laughed at. And like you said, Jenna, you can't force somebody. You know, you have to wait until somebody does something violent or harms themselves before you can take action. And this kid, good looking kid. I mean, look at him. He was a good looking kid, and he had money. And you know, you'd think he'd have everything, but he wanted a girlfriend.
Something snapped in his head.
And And it was very interesting before this happened.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I found this really interesting article about how selfies.
Uh-huh.
The American Psychiatric Association has officially confirmed what many people thought all along. Taking selfies is a mental disorder.
Because we
taking
found...
one or two is one thing.
That's
these
normal.
People who are obsessed with taking selfies. And JC, I couldn't believe it, pulled up this kid's Facebook page this morning. It's still up.
It.
Usually when somebody commits a heinous crime like this, the first thing that shuts down is their Facebook page because authorities want to
investigate
it. But it's nothing but selfie after selfie after selfie for 2 years.
Everything is selfies. Every
and they're
single
saying it
picture
is
selfies.
There's three levels of selfie disorder. Taking photos of oneself at least three times a day, but not posting them on social media. That's borderline.
Okay.
Acute selfitis. Acute. Taking photos of oneself at least three times a day and posting each of those photos. And then the chronic is uncontrollable urge to take photos of yourself around the clock, posting the photos on social media more than six times a day. And they say that's a mental disorder.
Yeah.
Because especially if you have low self-esteem and you're posting things like that.
And it just feeds into
you're putting expectation on, you know, it's on others now to compliment you.
Yeah, and if they don't.
Golly. You get hurt. I've read stories of people who have harmed themselves because they can't get that right. Like, seriously, they can't get the right selfie and they harm themselves.
You know, and sometimes we always say, you know, with like Columbine and things like that, there's signs, you know, the parents should know.
Yeah.
But in this situation, it was very, very obvious. And it's not at the fault of the therapists and parents and people because they actually did try to intervene because this kid had a YouTube account. This wasn't like
videos.
He just decided to post all of this and do it an hour later. I mean, he had videos on YouTube where he's just constantly complaining about being
not
rejected and not
been in
and
one
being
therapy
a virgin.
Arc since he was 8 years old or something.
Yeah.
One of the videos he has on his YouTube page is titled "My Reaction to Seeing a Young Couple at the Beach, Envy."
Yeah, everything made him very mad. So actually back in April, this guy, Elliot's therapist, actually discovered some of his YouTube videos because this kid was so mentally, you know, disabled that he was meeting with a therapist every day. And so you would think that that would help prevent something like this. But the therapist actually was so disturbed that she had called his mom and then she sent the police. You know, she called the Santa Barbara Mental Health Hotline back in April and sent police to check up on the kid. And they interviewed him, but said, you know what? He said he was having trouble socializing, but he was calm and lucid and didn't meet the criteria for one of those involuntary psychiatric holds.
He was polite.
My goodness.
But then he said in the manifesto to his parents, if they would have only gone in my room, they would have bust up. My whole plan would have been ruined because they would have found my guns. They would have found my writings.
In his room.
So relieved when the police left. He said everything was right there and they would have stopped me if they would have just gone. But, you know, okay, so now the police are supposed to feel guilty because you've got this normal acting kid that answers the door.
You want to make the police feel guilty. You want to make he's trying to make his parents feel guilty. He's trying to make the girl from 7th grade.
Who doesn't remember him.
Was two years younger than him. Wants to make her feel guilty.
And the dad's speaking out saying, the dad's like, my daughter is now consumed with guilt that he did this to her.
But she barely remembers.
And doesn't even remember this kid. And, you know, she's not a bully, but in his mind, he perceived it as rejection.
Because she rejected
It's just terrible. It's sad.
And it's horrible.
Yeah.
That's the only word I could come up with. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
I mean, to get away from this negativity, Kelly, you did actually something really cool.
Yeah, we'll talk about a 180.
Yeah. we need to sprinkle some happiness into people's lives.
When attention's taken away from, you know, especially on a holiday that's important. Yeah.
And people don't, you know, and that's the thing, is so few people really stopped over the weekend and thought about what Memorial Day was. Mm-hmm. You know, they looked at it as a three-day holiday.
Barbecue.
A lot of weddings took place, and that's fine because people have, you know, and barbecues and pool parties. And what was the holiday founded for? It was to honor our service members. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and people have also done it to first responders and police. And I mean, they cover the gamut now.
Yeah.
Well, a couple months ago, I got a tweet. You know how many tweets and messages and inbox and pokes and stuff I get. And I can't answer and respond to all of them. But this one, you know, stood out to me.
Okay.
And it was an invitation to come to this Rock the Troops event over Memorial Day weekend. I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to be in town that weekend at this point.
Rock the Troops, though. It sounds like a concert.
Rock the Troops sounds fun. It's for the troops. So I said, you know, if I'm in town, and then forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then the day before, somebody else invited me. I'm like, I'm in town. Oh, I can't believe I forgot, but I'm going to go.
Okay.
And I went to this Rock the Troops event, and turns out it's a fundraiser for this charity called Operation Once in a Lifetime. And it's basically a make-a-wish for service members.
Oh, wow.
But not, you know, people, you know, Make-A-Wish, you think of people who are dying. It's not like that.
Okay.
But we have Sergeant Patrick Sowers on the phone right now, and he's the one that founded this, and he can explain it to you better than I could ever do it.
Sergeant J.C. Kelly, Jenna, now reporting for the call.
Hey, how you doing?
Morning.
Sorry for the last minute notice, Sergeant Sowers. I'm really sorry about that, but thank you for coming on.
No, thank you. It was a very surprising phone call.
Yeah.
Tell us about your event.
Tell us about your charity and how you got that started, Operation Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah, you know, Operation Once in a Lifetime was just something I kind of came up with in 2006, where getting out of the military, I was really fortunate and ran into a really great job. And part of the great jobs was, you know, going to a lot of great events like Mavs games and Stars games and Cowboys games. And it wasn't just going to games. It was like going in the suites and being on the floor and being behind the glass. And, you know, I thought those were once-in-a-lifetime experiences. And if I was still in the military, I wouldn't be able to experience those things, you know. But because you know, I have a corporate job, I got to go. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. I make three times more money, and I get to go.
Yeah.
And, but you know, it's like, how awesome would it be if we could do once-in-a-lifetime experiences, you know, for other soldiers, you know, with other veterans, be able to, you know, go to things that most likely they wouldn't be able to afford. So in 2006, we started Operation Once in a Lifetime to create once-in-a-lifetime experiences. And then what people really started comparing us to is a Make-A-Wish Foundation for the troops. And we really took that to heart. But, you know, we're a practical Make-A-Wish. You know, it's like soon, you know, we're taking a group of soldiers to George Strait's last concert ever. And then last year we took a group of soldiers to London to go watch an NFL game. But if a soldier doesn't have food or a veteran doesn't have food, what do you wish for? Food.
Yeah.
You know, if a veteran doesn't have a job, what does he wish for? If a veteran has no electricity, what do you wish for? And so often what we'd always see through the foundation is like, you know, we see a lot of troops that, you know, would reach out for help. And like, hey, can you help me? Can you help me? And a lot of the requests we were getting were like, hey, you know, somebody wouldn't help me because I wasn't wounded, or somebody wouldn't help me because I'm the wrong rank or I'm the wrong deployment status. And, you know, for our foundation, it's open to everybody, wounded or not, deployed or not, your rank. Yeah, you serve, you qualify. All the way, even veterans in World War II.
And it runs the gamut. I mean, it's these fantasy trips, like he said, but like within 5 minutes of me getting at the event Saturday night, I met an officer who had lost both of his legs, stepped on a landmine, you know, from the right above the knee down, walking on prosthetics, and Operation Once a Lifetime is helping him build a house.
Nice.
And so it's not just these fantasy trips, but it's okay. very practical things, like he said as well, like a service member who was in Korea and his wife was back home about to have her baby, and he wanted to go home and be there, but because it wasn't a military operation, he had to fly himself home, pay for his own trip from Korea.
And those are expensive.
It's so expensive. So Operation Once in a Lifetime paid for his flight to get home, and he made it within hours of his baby being born.
That is so cool.
So it's things like that, too. But it's also the fun things, like taking him to that George Strait concert.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it runs the gamut.
And now how can we get involved?
You know, really, it's just, you know, visit our website, Operation Once in a Lifetime, Facebook. You know, we've helped over 155,000 service members in 7 years. And, you know, we can't post every story on our website. People kind of probably get lost. But, you know, follow us on Facebook, see the things that we do. And the soldier you're talking about, the double amputee, his name is Sergeant Jordan Palmer. And we're actually trying to raise money to build a house for him. We haven't had the best luck in 3 months. We've only raised $500. So if people want to help Sergeant Jordan Palmer, it's on our website, operationonceinalifetime.com. Click on our current needs page. You can see Sergeant Palmer. You can see, you know, all the money that we've raised for him, what our goal is, and really just, you know, just become part of it, and keep track of us on Facebook, and then, you know, everything.
So
and,
you
hey,
can,
and but, really, thank
so,
you.
So you can donate to the general fund, or you can donate towards specific wishes on the website?
Yeah, specific wishes. Yes, we keep five of them on the website and at a time, and they'll kind of rotate out. Like one of the things we have right now is we have a unit coming back from Afghanistan that has some barrack soldiers, and a lot of times when barrack soldiers come back, they don't get some of the essentials that you think they would, like soap and shampoo or toilet paper.
Isn't that a shame?
You know, wow. So, these are our soldiers that are treated that way.
Yeah, you know, and it's been that way for about 10 years. You know, it's just a little bit down. I love the military. I would never say anything. But, yeah, you know, if you're married, you come home to your wife, your house, your kids, your apartment, you're a barrack soldier.
Yeah.
So often you come back to nothing. So
That's not just – that's on us, too. That's on the people living back here in the States.
You know, but if you don't know –
if you don't know, exactly.
I didn't know that they weren't given toilet paper and soap. I didn't know, but now you know.
Home of the free and land of the brave.
Shame.
It's home of the free because of the brave. And I saw that message yesterday, and it's true. It's because of these guys that we have what we have in this country.
Mm-hmm. So people can donate it. Maybe if they can't donate money, they could donate, you know, time in a sense if they're a builder or if they have, you know, toilet paper and that kind of thing. Can you accept items or just money?
Oh, items too. We actually, I started a chain of stores 5 years ago. We call them the Support Your Troops Resale Centers. And what they are, they're stores where people can donate items, clothing, furniture, electronics, get the same tax benefit. But when we resell the items, all the proceeds benefit U.S. service members, their families, and veterans. But U.S. service members, their families, and veterans shop for free for needed items in these stores.
Oh, great.
We actually have one in Killeen, Texas, one here in Plano, Texas, and actually last year we gave away over $250,000 just in product clothes that, you know, homeless veterans need. We actually have an intern program where veterans are trying to get jobs so they can come in and get suits for free.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, OperationOnceInALifetime.com. Okay. I know a lot of people think it's org. It's .com. OperationOnceInALifetime.com. I'm telling you, I'm so happy I found this.
This is so cool,
Kelly.
Whenever
these times of year come around, you're like, I want to do something for the troops. And then you get busy and you forget.
Yeah. Forget about it. Yeah.
And you forget. And I mean, it's just life gets in the way. But, you know, if this struck a chord with you, I hope you check out the website.
Well, thank you, Sergeant Siles. I appreciate you taking the time, sir.
Bless you and your crew for what you do, Sergeant. Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Big Al. By the way, I had a beer with you about a year ago with a couple other soldiers, so I appreciate it.
Comped
it for us.
I comped it for you. Good deal. You know what? I comped three yesterday for some soldiers.
Good job, Al.
That's the way I give back. I give one free
beer.
Give my
free
soldiers
beer. Free beer for troops.
Yep.
Al just wanted to keep them there because they're the only ones there.
thank you, Sergeant.
Have a great day, Sarge.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
From time to time on the show, we like to come back from a long weekend. And we do a bit called, wow, what a weekend! Because that's an extra day to get in trouble.
Yeah, it is.
You know, this was Memorial Day weekend. Now, old JC.
Old JC, was there a little glimmer of old JC this past weekend?
Yeah, there was.
You hit the club.
Kinsey and I decided to, my wife and I, Kinsey, we decided to go to the club.
Yeah?
To the club.
To the club. Now, did you go on Saturday or did you take advantage of Monday off and go out on Sunday.
That's
night.
What we did. We did Sunday.
Sunday night.
Whoa. We figured people would be going hard on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we've been out of the game for a little bit, so we decided, let's go on Sunday. It'll be a little slowed down.
No,
toned-down version of Saturday.
You already see how Sunday fun days are for people that work on Monday.
I could not be any more wrong than I was.
Yeah, you had to close.
We got our babysitter. I got a new shirt. I had a new shirt. I went out.
Oh, you got a new outfit?
I had a new going out outfit.
Yeah.
And it was, it's...
Did the club change?
We wanted to do this because I started getting messages saying, JC, you're old now. You're a dad. You're not cool.
Yeah, your friends give you a hard time.
So I take that. Yeah, and I'm like, you're the same age as me. Why are you calling me old? We're the same age.
Just living different lives, that's all.
I wanted to prove them wrong. We got a babysitter. And we walked into that club.
And these people?
It used to be, remember back in the day, you walk into the club and you automatically start bouncing.
You're like, yeah, you feel
the beat.
Like, I don't know if I want to go out, and then you're like, turn down for what?
You do the bounce, and then you just sneak into the crowd of people and you're dancing.
Yeah.
I walked into the club with Kinsey, and we both looked at each other and we said, damn.
Well, then you remember, like, wait, why did I go to the club?
Yeah.
Oh, so like, I can maybe find someone hot. Wait, I already have that.
This is not my business right
now. Come on now.
It was weird. I just felt like my knees weren't moving the right way.
Yeah, you are old, dude.
My knees.
Well, which way are they supposed to move?
Like,
yeah.
Like,
bend them.
Bend them. It's like my knees just locked up, and they said, no, JC, let's go home.
What?
Let's go home. We're not helping you out with this dancing.
Oh, come on. Turned down for what? Order any shots?
Yeah, we got a couple shots.
All right.
We got a couple drinks. We loosened up, but I don't know what it is. I think it's daddy brain. It's not the same. Like, I don't look at people the same way. I'm like,
right.
I wonder what her father thinks of this dancing.
Oh, my gosh. You're judgmental. Right. And you would have been judging me.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Yeah, but hold on. I'm not done with my little story.
Oh, okay.
There's more?
There's more.
No. There's more than just feeling old and out of place?
Well, this not moving the right way?
This leads into my parenting. I'm doing it wrong, I think. Because the next day...
You're thinking about parenting at the club? So apparently are.
When we, it was a rough day the next day. And I let Kinsey go get her nails done.
You let her. Good for you.
Well, she wanted to go get her nails done. It's
so
hard.
You let her?
I can't imagine being hungover, taking care of a baby.
That's what it was. It was that I needed the teamwork, But I said, yeah, you go do it because you're with the kids every single day. I'll stay here. I'll hold down the fort. We're good.
Watching the kids. Wow, what a weekend.
So she goes and goes and gets her nails done, and I'm sitting there with Kaysen and Chloe, and I'm chasing around Chloe. Now, I have been teaching Kaysen about animals, and he's really infatuated with birds. He loves birds.
Well,
we found
like
a nest.
Squirrels.
We found the nest, and it had eggs in it, and he was asking. He's into this, what's that? What's that face?
Yeah, right.
So he asks, what's that, about 10 times for one thing. So you tell him that's the eggs, and they go in the nest. And then what's that? The bird sits on the eggs, and then a few weeks later, they hatch, and little baby birds are born.
Okay.
All right. So he learned about eggs and birds.
Birds and the bees.
So I'm in the room with Chloe changing her diaper, and I hear Kaysen go in the fridge, which is fine. He sometimes picks up his water or whatever he grabs, or cheese stick. He opens the fridge. He shuts it. He goes back into the living room watching TV. And then I hear, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I know.
Papa, uh-oh.
Know exactly what.
Uh-oh,
happened.
Papa.
Do?
Uh-oh, Papa.
Uh-huh, I bet I can guess.
So I'm sitting there going like, did he spill the water?
Nope.
So I put Chloe down, and she's crawling around, and I walk into the living room, and on my nice little couch is a blanket in the form of a nest and about four eggs just squashed. Broken.
He was sitting on the
all broken.
And
he's kind of sweet.
And he's standing there with droopy egg butt.
Aww,
he's trying to hatch an egg.
He was trying to hatch an egg.
That is so cute.
So I forgot to tell him that humans cannot make the eggs hatch.
Aww.
So that was
smart of him to think that.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well,
what a weekend.
He sat down a little too hard there.
That's why you don't need to be in the club.
So if you guys know,
if you got a kid at home sitting on eggs, you don't need to be at the club.
Yeah. You don't. So if you guys know of a good couch cleaner, let me know.
All right.
It'd be a good time.
Anything good happen up in Vegas, Jenna?
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE, by the way.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yeah, a lot of good. It was a good Vegas trip. I wasn't prepared. I hadn't gotten enough sleep, and you know how Vegas is.
Yeah, Yeah, there's no sleep.
It's like there's no stopping from the time you get there. Now, so
you went on a weekend where there was a lot of celebrity action going on.
There was, and I know, and I took my recorder thinking, like, man, I hope I run into a celebrity. But I didn't have a lot of set plans. You know, it was very spontaneous. Like, and I like to play blackjack, and I knew we'd go to a pool and go out to eat. So No, I stayed at the Wynn.
Okay. Oh, yeah, nice.
Actually played golf. That's a different kind of Vegas on Friday. And then dinner. And I'm going to dinner at the Cosmopolitan, that hotel, on Friday night.
Okay.
I see a line of like 800 people. And so finally by the end of the line, I'm like, all right, what are you guys here to see? Because you know there's venues in every big hotel there. Bruno Mars, duh. I'm like, oh
really?
Bruno's here? So go to dinner. Of course, I'm on my phone, like, da-da-da. And the guy that I ended up going out there with got me and my best girlfriend, who was coming to visit me from Chicago, tickets to see Bruno on Saturday night.
Oh, cool.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
So her and I went and saw Bruno Mars on Saturday night. So we lucked into that.
Right.
And that was great. And then I did something kind of edgy.
Uh-oh. What's edgy?
I got one of those IVs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, those are awesome. The hangover in heaven.
Yeah, truthfully, I wasn't even that hungover. I was just so tired, and I'm like, it can't hurt. It's just fluids. Yeah, hangover heaven. They come. They're mobile. They'll come into your room, and it looks kind of scary. So, but you know, if you don't needles don't bother you, yeah, it's like vitamins and fluids, and it just makes you feel like
you got a
full night's sleep and didn't drink at all. And that was it. Was cool.
It's a cool thing to do for like bachelor and bachelorette parties. We got it for my friend's bachelor party, where he hired a nurse, and at like 8 o'clock in the morning, she showed up with these IVs, and and then you're back to normal.
So my story wasn't exciting, but I asked the IV guy, surely you have a good story. And he said that the people he did not, you know, long before us, it was a bachelor party, and he's giving them IVs. Some women were leaving the room at the time they got there, bachelor party style, you know, and the guys are getting IVs. And one guy goes, oh, hey, man, I know. I don't know if you're just a nurse or a doctor, but can you sew my finger back on?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Man, the stories they must have going into rooms to give people hydration IVs. Yeah, he had accidentally cut his finger off, gone downstairs to try and find people to put it back on,
dude.
Brought up a veterinary assistant and a dental assistant, two women, offered him $100, and I guess when the girls got up to the room, they passed out because they were so grossed out. So then he just wrapped it up and went out all night partying. And it had put the finger in the freezer. Well, you can't put a finger in a freezer. You're supposed to put it like in a bag over ice because it just kills all the all the cells.
And so I feel like that's the married guy in the bunch, and he got home and his wife was so mad at him.
Oh, yeah, man.
And it just happened to be the ring finger.
Oh, wow. I couldn't get my wedding ring.
So wow, what a overheard weekend.
Oh my goodness.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIS.
Your boy Gabe was in Vegas over the weekend. I saw pictures.
No, I texted Kelly. I saw the...
Gabe from Cobra Starship.
I saw the first thing I saw was that he was DJing. I know. I was like, should I wait? Should I text her? Does it matter?
I'm not going to do... I'm not doing anything about it.
Let's go to the phones.
All right.
Peniel, what happened to your husband over the weekend?
Okay. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay. My husband, Sunday night, he decided he was going to go on his long run. It's a training run because he's getting ready for the ultra marathon, which is in Death Valley, California. And so he was out. He was going to leave at 8 p.m., and it took him into Monday at 10 a.m. And so he was running that whole time. Well, on the run, he ran into a very angry llama.
Llama
started hissing.
Wait, an angry llama?
Llama.
Yeah, a llama, yeah. And so he was, like, trying to run away from this llama, and it kind of, like, nipped him on the arm. But anyways, then Monday, all we did was relax by the pool.
Got attacked by a llama.
Got bit by a llama. That's a heck of a weekend.
Yeah. I've never heard of llamas attacking.
Yeah. No, I've heard them spitting.
They spit. Yeah.
They spit, but I never knew they attacked.
Look at that.
When llamas attack.
The llama was hissing. And so, he ended up running 68 miles. And so Monday we just needed to hang out by the pool and relax.
And hold on real quick now.
Did you say 68?
Yeah.
Yeah, 68 miles of running.
That's 67 too much.
Get that man a bike or a car or something.
Al, our master impressionist on the show, please do your llama impression.
Llama impression?
Yep. All
right. What?
I would think they would more bleat.
Yeah, goat more. I think more goat like sheep.
You want to try again now?
It's not. Yeah, I never really heard a lot.
Here, hold on.
Blah, I would think that's more right. I would guess.
And some hissing.
Yeah.
Blats. Blats.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.